This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Friday.
Woohoo!
But in all honesty, we just really are so blessed that you're with us today.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants peace, okay? Nothing will eliminate all of life's problems, but we don't have to let them zap our peace. It's up to us. The real answer is accepting the people and the things we can't change anyway, and to just enjoy the moment and the good in people that we choose to see. It's there. We got good in us, and they got good in them. We just need to choose to see it and focus on that. Peace is available, but it's up to us to go after it. Today, we're going to discuss how to exchange our problems for God's peace by turning all that stuff that we can't change and all those people over to Him. With His cooperation, trusting Him with the results and the timetable for solving them.
Mm.
Okay?
That's good. Yeah, that comes from John 16:33, which says, where is it? Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow.
We keep trying to do everything ourselves, trying to change things and situations and people we have no control over. Don't waste your time on that. Let all that go. Focus on what you can change.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, many trials and sorrows that we have, I mean, they're beyond our control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just totally beyond our control. But you know what? They can be endured. They can be conquered with God's help.
Mm-hmm.
They can be. You know, some of our suffering is self-inflicted, and it can be avoided. A lot of times, you know, the sorrows and stuff, you know, is really we cause it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, such situations, God still offers us peace as we muster up the courage to make needed changes in our lives. Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I mean, those changes in our lives can not only affect us, but affect generations in our families.
Mm-hmm.
God's forgiveness and loving acceptance can give us peace as we face our trials and sorrows.
That's right.
Man. His power can lead us through. He's already overcome the obstacles that stand in our way.
Mm-hmm.
So He's already overcome the things that we think that are insurmountable. God's already, you know, said, hey, I've already conquered that.
Right.
All you got to do is ask me to help you. I'm here. You know? Mm-hmm. And with His help, with His strength and courage, you'll get through it. You may be suffering separation, your marriage, or divorce, or a child is hurt. I mean, you just a sundry of things.
Mm-hmm. But that's what you're...
But we ask for you to look at the peace. You know, try to look at the good in everything.
It's all about the focus. What are you
tough,
thinking
man.
About?
Yeah.
We can think about just... all those kinds of things. And it's okay, I think, to do that, but not to stay there in your mind. We have to make a decision to think of the good things. And I'm grateful for my parents. I'm grateful for... I had them for so many years, you know? But I can't allow myself to just stay in that place of what it used to be like. We got to be willing to change when things like that happen in our families. And be grateful for those memories, but make new ones.
Yeah.
You know, be willing to do that and stop trying to change the things we can't change.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's where a lot of my problem has always been. It's just, it's a waste of my time. And it comes to do with acceptance. I can't accept, you know, I can accept what's happened because I can't change it anyway, and I need to go on.
Right.
When you can't accept things, you're not going to have peace. And you really won't have peace if you keep trying to change what you can't change anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
That's right.
You know, that prayer has been around forever and ever and ever.
Living one day at a time.
One day at a time. And know the difference. I cannot change this. So here you go. But I can change this. And God, with your help and with courage, let's do it.
That's right.
Let's see what we can do.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah. So I just think that, you know, the peace is what God really wants us to have. Mm-hmm. You know, that we know that one of Jesus' names is the peacemaker.
Prince of peace.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And so.
And that's the difference. Peacemaker, not a peacekeeper.
That's
a peacekeeper,
right.
You know, you just don't say anything. Let's not try to work this out. Let's just keep the peace. And what happens is all you do is you get resentment inside. You get frustrated inside.
Yeah.
There's anger. Okay. But whereas a peacemaker is someone with, again, God's help, says, let's talk about this. Let's get it all out. Yeah. I want to be a peacemaker. So resentment doesn't have a chance to take root. But it takes courage to do that.
It does.
And especially if there's strong personalities where there's going to be lots of opinions. You got to really be equipped. Spend some time with God so that you can handle those kind of situations and remain true to yourself. This is what I think. What you think's important too. What I think's important. Everybody's opinion has value.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're better. Your opinion is better than mine, or mine's better than yours. Let's just decide and come up with a solution. Stop forcing things on people.
Well, sometimes you know the best way to get peace is just to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, you could talk to your blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just don't say anything at all.
Right. And be respectful of other people's opinion and their right to have their own feelings about the way they want something to be not be.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but you can still love each other.
Yeah.
You don't have to just go and give them the silent treatment. Not everybody is going to agree with us. I'm glad we're all different.
Yeah.
Gosh, what if everybody in the world was just like you and me? Oh, my.
Help us.
Yeah, God made us all different. Yay.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just want you to understand that today, you know, that peace, but all through the year can be, it's attainable. It is possible, but it's something you have to really put your mind to right now, today. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, well, the only way to do that really is pray that you have the mind of Christ. I mean, seriously, Jesus went through some horrendous things in his life. Things we can't even imagine. But one thing he always talked about was peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's the real answer, is accepting people and things just the way they are.
But, you know, he also, if you read in Luke, he tells them, you know what? He came to ruffle feathers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he gave that. We have the Holy Spirit to not stay ruffled, right?
That's right.
Because if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you can't handle all this.
Right.
Because he came to cause controversy, to get people to think and examine their lives and make decisions based upon salvation that he was, you know, bringing to the world.
That's right.
But he gave us his peace to remain calm so that we can live in this world and not lose our mind.
That's right. You know, and if you don't have that peace, you know, there's many people listening today, honey, I think that just don't have that peace.
Right.
We want you to really, we desire and pray that you have that peace that passes all understanding.
We want you to stop turning to things and other people to find it.
You know, just like in arithmetic, it says 2 + 2 = 4, but peace equals Jesus. Call upon his name today. Really, call upon his name. He's ready to give you that peace. He is so ready. So if you've never done that, or maybe you have and you've walked away, or possibly, just possibly, you've been in church for a long time and you're realizing, man, I don't have peace. I've never given my heart to Jesus. Today's the day to give your heart to him and your life. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And because, Lord, of that cross, you say that I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. I so desire that peace that only you can give me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what? Being Friday, there's going to be some great church services this weekend.
Yeah.
And so please pray about one to attend. So listen, we encourage you to do that and ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Mm-hmm. If you come to Gateway, I know we do.
Mm-hmm. Why do you know that?
Because
you're part of it.
I'm actually part of it. So, but in all honesty, you know, have someone walk with mm-hmm. you during this new, exciting, awesome walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right. And so remember, and nothing's going to eliminate all the problems that we have in life, but don't let it zap your peace. Remember this serenity prayer. God, help me to accept the things I can't change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And you will start understanding peace. If you can get that prayer, it'll take root in you, and you'll
That's
have
right.
such relief.
One day at a time.
That's right. Anyway, so pursue peace and keep living it up.
While beginning again.